That must be very hard to take. I mean, it looks like you don't start playing as a team until 3-0. You start playing really well, you score two quick goals, you're pushing for the third, and then they grapple you with a fourth.
Sound like a broken record at this point. Miles off it tonight, I thought. You look at last week, we're moving the ball quick, soaking up all the pressure and hitting them, you know, at every opportunity. But tonight it just seemed like we didn't get going, like you said, until we're three goals down, and then all of a sudden then, you know, we when we start playing, we want on the ball. It shouldn't take that. It should be from first whistle. You should be going at, no matter who it is on the pitch, you know, if it's Waterford, if it's Shamrock Rovers, if it's St Pat's, you should be bang at it from the first whistle, and we just weren't tonight.
They didn't play like a team that were struggling.
No, no. But, you know, it's one of them ones, what have they got to lose now? So they're going to come here and just say, get at them. And I thought all over the park tonight, they were, you know, they were throwing themselves about, and they're very physical, and I just don't think we matched it.
The first goal is a handball against Young Barr. You know, on another night, that doesn't be given.
I don't think on any night that's given. I don't know what the referee's seen. I don't want to say too much to get in baller, but it's a disgrace of a decision, I think. His hand's by his side. There's nothing he can do. His reaction time is zero. Like, he can't do anything. I thought some of the decisions tonight was baffling. But look, that just set the tone of the game, didn't it? I don't think we really recovered from that, and you know, that was just the story of it. Yeah.
And after the one last week, you're coming into this with great buoyancy and high expectation.
100%. It's been high expectation from pre-season, and it's just been not been good enough. You know, we're going to need bodies on now, because we're down to the bare bones in terms of, you know, the squad depth. There's, you know, at some stages tonight you're probably looking to turn and bring boys on, but we couldn't, you know, some big players missing. But again, that's no excuse. That we've got 11 players on the pitch who's capable of beating anybody, and we just weren't at it.
I've spoke to you quite a few times after matches over the years. I don't think I've seen you this deflated.
It's frustrating, because as a fan, I can see, like, if I was sitting in the stand, I'm the same. I'm roaring and shouting. And I said at the start of the interview there, it's a broken record, you know. I can only say what's on my head, and it's just not good enough. It's miles off it.
You've European football to come, a wee bit of a distraction, but at the same time, you kind of get under the unknown.
You're coming up against a much better opponent, and if we turn up the guard tonight, they'll not be European football for long, I don't think.
The mood amongst the rest of the players in there, it must be very quiet.
A few harsh words said, you know, not too much. It's one of those ones that's just kind of
the frustration of the night.
Yeah, it's, you know, the boys know we're big boys. We've been around the block. You know, everything that needs to be said has been said throughout the season after some tough losses, and tonight it's just, you said it, deflated, and it's, you know, we've got European football now during the week, and it's just about turning towards that.